Hi, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Hi, I'm so happy to be with you guys. My people.
The people.
Oh my God, it's like the best time of my day.
What's going on in the world? So I was celebrating yesterday, anniversary time, and I didn't have a whole lot of time, except I do know that everybody's mad at Governor Cuomo. Everyone's super mad at him because he was a arrogant a-hole to a reporter yesterday.
That's not shocking, right? I mean, this is what he does. This is the guy who wrote a book about leadership. Leadership during coronavirus. So, I mean, you know, whatever. I'm seeing all this stuff about people flip-flopping in Michigan and whatnot. All this stuff in Michigan that's happening.
That's a super confusing story. So I guess there's four like election certifying commissioner people, and two are Republican, two are Democrat. So they had their vote the other day about certifying the election results of Wayne County, which is Detroit area.
Yeah.
And so the Republican said, we're not ready to certify because there's so much irregularity and hullabaloo. And then they were absolutely bullied and shamed into changing their minds yesterday. So they did. They changed their mind. They're like, okay. Stop threatening our families, basically.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and certify. Well, then they changed their minds again today. And they were like, you know what? We're not going to be bullied. Screw
that. Yeah. And then I also am seeing, did you guys see that there are 8 California lawmakers that are flying to Hawaii for a conference to discuss the pandemic at a 5-star resort?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. These are California lawmakers.
Oh my God.
Did you see that? They're like, hey, let's go to like a fancy 5-star resort in Hawaii to talk about coronavirus.
But Hawaii, I thought Hawaii had like, you have to quarantine before you can even.
I mean, not if you're an elite though, Mock. Not if you're an elite. See, these rules don't apply to you if you're in charge and you're getting all this money from taxpayers. Don't you know that?
This is unreal.
Yeah, and it's constant. It happens all the time. Every week we hear stories about this bullshit. I'm so tired of hearing this. And nothing ever happens to these people. Nothing. They just continue to get paid. It drives me crazy.
And you saw that Cuomo's getting a $25,000 raise.
$25,000. And New York is broke.
I mean, and then the rest of the public officials. And listen, I think this is the right decision, but all other public officials are not eligible for raises because how troubled of a time this is.
Well, it is trouble.
Cuomo's even above that.
Right. Of course. It's trouble. And people are fleeing that state, fleeing the city, fleeing the state because it sucks. I mean, things are boarded up. Stuff is getting shut down because of him. I mean, stuff is getting shut down and New York is like a wasteland. I was watching something the other day where they were talking about how it's just never bounced back. It's never recovered. And people at like restaurants, nightlife. It used to be that you could go see, you know, Broadway shows. People would go to New York for all of the New York things. Right. And now it's just like, who wants to live in New York? I mean, I always have hated New York. I mean, I know there are New York people. I'm sorry, people from New York. I'm sorry. I'm just not a New York person.
New York City.
I'm sorry. New York State is probably an entirely different thing. I get it. But New York City, I've never been a fan of New York City because it's just way too crowded. It's just not my thing. I'm sure people love it. I know because we've been there, what, three, four times for Chicks on the Right. And every time we go, I just get the heebies. It's too crowded. I'm not a New York girl. I like Chicago. I like Boston. A little more spread out, you know. But New York, it's like you literally are packed in like sardines in places. I've just never been a fan. And it's dirty. It smells like urine. Sorry. It's just not my cup of tea. It's just not my thing. I'm more of a ranch girl, you know. I like being in open spaces with cows. It's just my thing. You know, if I want to smell urine, it's going to be from an animal, you know. So it's more my thing, but now people are not wanting to stay. And that's a fact. There is data to back that up, that people are like, I'm out of here because I can't get all the things that I signed up for. And this place is insanely expensive. And if I'm not getting all the things that I'm supposed to be here and paying, that's ridiculous. I have this price tag on this place that is insane. If I'm not getting all the things that I signed up for, why stay? you know?
If anything, like fixes how crazy apartments and home prices are in New York City, it'll be this.
Right.
Because people are now, everything is having to come down in price. And because people are leaving and there's so much availability. And so this is going to completely upend how the New York real estate market works, because right. everything is different now. Like there's the demand is gone and now there's all this empty stuff. And so people are having to lower their prices. They're taking huge hits on real estate. And that's what you get when you yeah. have a Democrat governor who thinks he's freaking the Messiah
right.
and can do anything and then give himself a 25 grand raise. He's now going to be the highest paid governor in the country at $250,000 a year.
Unbelievable. That is just unbelievable.
And he's killing people.
What a douchebag.
Right? Did you see that presser where he yelled at the Wall Street Journal guy?
I didn't see it.
Well, so the Wall Street Journal guy.
I heard about it, but I didn't see
question
it.
Where he just wanted to know, listen, parents are confused about your rules. They want to know if kids are going to get to go to school tomorrow. And Cuomo blew up as if it were some unreasonable question. And how could this journalist not know all the rules and the laws that he's passed about this? He was an absolute garbage human to this journalist. And then yeah. literally an hour after the press conference, after he was like, of course, schools are open. Then freaking de Blasio shut them all down.
Yeah.
And so parents had literally, what, 8 hours to decide how they're going to find childcare, what they're going to do with their kids?
Yeah. Kathleen was right. His nipple rings were twisted in that interview. She's totally right. I'm sorry. I'm going to go barf up the bagel I just ate. Just like thinking about his nipple rings, y'all. Every time I think of him, I think of his nipple rings.
Oh, and my
y'all
God. Just,
y'all got
I wasn't until just now.
Well, you can thank Kathleen for that because she reminded us all of his little tasty nipple rings.
Oh, my God.
Ew. So oh gross. But it's so true. He thinks he is like God's gift, right? That mm-hmm. guy. And he's just like, you know what? I don't have to abide by rules. All these people, like the yahoos in California who are like, let's go to a fancy resort in Hawaii to go meet for coronavirus and hang out together at this fancy resort. They think that they're above it all. Because you know
oh
what?
God.
Because you know what? They are. They
yeah,
are.
Yeah, because what are the
guys.
Consequences?
No consequences.
There are no consequences.
No.
No one holds them accountable.
No. You know what? You know what? My, it's like I should probably, I don't know if I put it on our Instagram wall or not. I'll do it today if I haven't done it already. But I saw a meme yesterday that was like, you know what? My ticket to hang out at Thanksgiving with my family is, and it's like the Constitution.
Yeah,
I'll do it. I damn well please.
I know. These I'm so people, mad about all of this people, Thanksgiving talk.
Right. They don't get, and like the governor of Pennsylvania who's telling people that they have to wear masks in their home, you can suck it. You don't get to tell me that I have to wear a mask in my home. I'll do what I want in my home. How dare you tell me that I have to wear a mask in my home? How are you going to enforce that?
Right.
Especially when you have government officials who are like, we're going to go vacation in Hawaii on your dime and hang out together in a fancy hotel. How dare you? How dare you tell me what to do in my home when you can't even abide by rules that you're setting forth to the huddled masses?
It's disgusting.
Right. And then you got liberals who are just like, oh, yeah, we'll do what you say. It's
yeah,
gross.
I can't remember which state it was because I joined like in the middle of the conversation when I was listening to the radio this morning. But there's some state or some governor, they have like a whole ad campaign where they're saying, spread thanks, not COVID. This is their tagline. And I'm just like, you can suck it. You know what? Parents, grandparents, people who don't get to see their families often, all they want is to see their families.
Right.
I can guarantee you, if my mom like had a choice of getting COVID or like seeing her family, she's going to pick getting COVID and seeing her family every time because
right.
not seeing her family is unacceptable. That's
my
not living life.
My mom's the same way. She's like, you know what? I'm 70 something years old. I'm on the downhill slope to 80. I'm going to see my freaking family.
Exactly.
Up yours. I'm going to take the chance. You know, I'll take the chance. It's like the most important thing to me right now in my older years is being with my family. Mm-hmm. Are you out of your mind? Yeah, of course. That's the most important thing to her is being able to see her grandkid. You know, this is so I don't this whole business of you, like I'm just going to stay in my home and rot for the rest of my life it's, you know, I listen, my family abides by the whole Shawshank rule. Get busy living or get busy dying.
That's damn right.
That's how we do things in my house. You know, we don't listen to the government telling us, you know, you need to just sit in your homes and just be scared for the next, however, because it's like we've been saying for how long out here? Well, now it's what, 9 months? It was 15 days to flatten the curve. And now we are careening into, we're heading into a year of this garbage, a year of it.
This is insane. Can you imagine like New Year's Eve, how excited people are going to be to just not be in this year? Even if 2021 shows no promise of relief,
it won't
just
be.
Getting out of this year is going to be so meaningful.
Yeah, but we all thought though that 2021 would be a new beginning where, you know, there would be no masks and no rules, and it's like we're gonna have the same rules. We got Joe Biden as president now. It's gonna be the same.
Not yet.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Listen,
I know, but it's like, and I know that they've been promising all this evidence and all this kind. Show me the money.
I know. It's so frustrating.
Show me the evidence. Where is it? Where is it, Mark? Show me the evidence.
Stop saying that there's a lot and like actually just have it in a pile, right? Like just have it like, and have it be like irrefutable.
I need you to keep the reservation. I need you to have it. I need you to have the reservation, you know?
I know. I wanted to tell you a funny story, a couple funny stories that we're going to be talking about today. There is a gravestone of a 13. This is sad, but also like not sad. There's a 13-year-old girl. Her name was Kayla Carl, and she's from Aberdeen, Scotland, and she died. She died of cystic fibrosis.
Which
is very, very sad. She actually defied like doctor's predictions because she woke up from a coma after catching the flu last year. And then she ended up in a wheelchair and then she was put on oxygen. She survived all of that, but then she caught a different sort of bug and died this past February. And anyway, on her gravestone, there's a picture of her giving the finger, a 13-year-old girl. There's a picture of her on her actual gravestone. You know, it says like the words, and then there's a photograph of her, and it's literally of her flipping the bird. And so, you know, so it says like normal stuff on the gravestone. It says in loving memory of Kayla Leanne Carl, warrior, beloved daughter, sister, granddaughter, niece, cousin, and friend, RIP babe. That's what it says. And then there's this picture of her giving the finger. Well, they got a call from the city council saying someone saw it and was super offended and they reported it. And so they're saying that they have to take the picture off the gravestone. And so the family's furious because they're like, no, we don't want to take it down because this totally represents the kind of person she was. She liked pranks. She liked to mess around. She was really outspoken. And so the council is saying, listen, we'll swap out the picture. We won't charge you for putting up a different picture, but you got to change it because it's not appropriate for a cemetery. And so the question for you and everybody listening is, should they take it down?
No, they shouldn't.
And if you were the parent, is that what you would want on your daughter's gravestone?
Well, no, if it were my kid, probably not. But yeah. I mean, it's not my kid. It's like,
I'm kind of torn about it because I'm like, I understand what they're saying. They want it to be her. But like, really, is that the only kind of photograph of their daughter that expresses her personality?
No.
Is her saying F off to the world?
No, I feel like it's probably not. But I mean, that was them. And it's, you know, who am I to question them and their quirky little family?
But maybe the cemetery does have sort of like a standing rule. I mean, maybe this has just never come up because would this ever be a thing?
But don't you think they should have told them that before? Like, don't you think they should have said that? You think that they would have some sort of a vetting process before they put it out there?
Yeah, I do. But then at the same time, I also think, why would they even think to have a vetting process? Because why would they ever think someone would want something inappropriate on a gravestone?
True.
You know what I mean? So that's why I'm very confused about the whole story.
It's 2020, man.
I know, right? Everything is so crazy.
Here we are.
The other funny story I wanted to tell you was that the Vatican has launched a gigantic investigation because the Pope's official Instagram account liked a super skank picture of some Brazilian model.
I thought you were going to say that it liked the video WAP. And I would have been like, not shocking. Not shocking. Again, 2020. And, you know, and this Pope, you know, I know there are a lot of Catholics out there who get mad at me, but this Pope, man,
this Pope is awful. Worst Pope ever.
He is the worst Pope ever. He really is not a good Pope.
But I mean, it's a very skanky picture. She's like, it's a girl that's like leaning against a wall and she's got her ass out and she's in a schoolgirl outfit. And it's very, very sexified. Oh. And so his account liked it. And now he's not commenting, but the girl in the picture, you know, obviously she's heard about all this hullabaloo. And so she said on Twitter, well, at least I'm going to heaven.
Ow.
And I just love everything about this story.
I know you do. I know you do. Well, I mean, if that's what it takes to get to heaven, then I gotta catch the eye of the Pope, man. Guess this is what you have to do, I guess, in the Catholic Church now to get to heaven. That's good to know. Good to know. Has nothing to do with actual Catholicism or Christianity. It just, you got to look good in a schoolgirl outfit.
That's it.
Yikes.
Got to catch the attention
Yikes,
of that
everybody.
Pope.
Again, 2020, y'all.
Right.
This is our culture. Why would
that person's photo have shown up in the Pope's feed? Another mystery.
What else is he looking at? Probably the WAP video.
It's just right. So funny to me.
And so Angela said, at least he liked a picture of an adult.
Oh!
She wasn't, and it was an adult woman.
Right.
Was an adult? She was an adult,
yeah,
right?
She's an adult. She's a model, so I'm assuming she's at least 20.
She's at least 18.
She looks she looks worn out.
The Pope?
No, the girl.
Oh, she looks worn out.
She definitely looks like she's in her mid to late 20s to me.
Okay, she looks like she's been around the block.
She's been around several blocks.
Okay, like a couple blocks. Like she's been too much of a team player.
Right.
Is that what you're saying? We're trying to keep that. We're just trying to be nice about it.
She's been around like a marathon worth of blocks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like an ultra marathon worth of blocks.
She's an ultra marathoner of the blockage. All right.
Oh, and here's the story. Did you guys hear about Harvard? Harvard, there's a petition circulating around Harvard University to stop any former Trump administration official from attending, teaching, or ever speaking at Harvard.
Wow.
So,
that's fascist. That's nice and fascist.
Right, exactly. If you didn't think Democrats are fascist,
there you go.
Think again, because they are the worst.
That's great. Hey, you know what? I should like send a tweet and be like, I went there back in 93. Suck it.
You can't undo my attendance there.
You can't undo it, you fascists. You freaks.
Oh my God. You guys.
The losers.
Make sure that you listen to this week's podcast of the Mock and Daisy Show, the weekly podcast, because we talked about racist baby hairs. And I think it was an especially good episode.
It was one of our better ones, I think. You know?
I do too.
You know, when we talk about stuff that is just, it's so dumb that it's awesome, you know, it's like when it just shows you the complete breakdown of culture and our society and how dumb everybody's become. Those are my favorite ones.
I think
those are some of my favorite ones. And I actually on our site this week, I rejuvenated our Bring Dudes Back one, and I realized it was our 7th podcast.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Like that was in the news this week. Candace Owens is fighting with Harry Styles, and like the whole Harry Styles being in the cover of Vogue or whatever, being in Vogue wearing dresses. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that at length the other day. And I'm like, you know what? We talked about that like a year ago. Well, yeah, we did. And yeah, it was our seventh one. I can't believe
that. Oh my
gosh. Right.
Well, this one too, there's a couple of video teaser clips that are on our YouTube channel, which you should also be following in case we get shut down from Facebook, which is like imminent. So it's the Mock and Daisy Show on YouTube. If you're not already subscribed, please do that, because that's where you'll find these videos once we do get kicked off of Facebook, which is, again, inevitable.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys make sure that you're subscribing, because we, you know, yeah, we don't have nearly enough subscribers out there. It makes me sad. Don't make
yeah,
me
because
sad.
We have what, like 1.4 million people on Facebook, and 15,000 on YouTube.
Yeah. And I'm like, that so makes zero sense. Go. That makes zero sense. We need to get those numbers up on YouTube. So tell your friends and make sure that you're subscribed. And yeah, because when we get shut down on Facebook, we won't have nearly the following on YouTube. And that makes me sad.
I know.
So, yeah. Yes, we are on Rumble, Carolyn. We are.
We do have one video on Rumble, because that's all I could figure out how to do. So
yeah, we're there.
We do have one video there. And
we just started.
It's one of our most famous videos. It's where this makes an appearance. It's the Chinese beauty products.
We did. We tested Chinese beauty products. It's one of our better videos. Yeah, it's great.
So that is out there, and we'll try to, you know, we'll try. People are always like, Parler, Rumble? In every single video we do, people ask. Yes,
yeah,
we're on all the things.
Yeah.
And usually the name that you can find us under is Chicks on Right. The only exception to that being our YouTube channel, which is, of course, the Mock and Daisy Show. But everywhere else, it's Chicks on Right. Instagram, Twitter, Parler, Rumble, all of that has the same moniker.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're on all.
Yes, we are on all the things. So you guys, we are not, somebody asked, why will you be shut down? Well, because we're conservatives. It's just been a gradual progression of shutting us down. And since 2017, really.
Yeah.
It started around 2017 and just progressively. That's what we had, full-time writers between 2015 and 2017, and we had to let them go. Just honestly, they had to go bye-bye, because we started tanking around that time, because they started squelching us. So it's been a progression of them just suppressing
yeah,
because of their algorithms and whatnot, because they just want to get rid of us. I'm surprised that we're still up and running, to be
honest.
Honestly,
I am too. I mean, every day that I can log in, I'm
too.
Like, wow, look at that.
Me too. I'm the same exact way. So I'm just shocked and dismayed that we're still above water. I can't mm-hmm. believe it every day. So every day is a blessing, you know, that we're out there and we're able to do what we do. I just wish that more people would subscribe to our YouTube, because literally, we're going to wake up one day and we will not have a Facebook, you guys. And we rely on that so much to talk to you that I'm just afraid that's going to happen. And we're not going to have the following that we have on YouTube, because people rely too much on freaking Facebook.
Yeah.
So you got to tell people to go to our YouTube channel, because that'll be like the jumping point. And we will have gone from 1.4 million people on Facebook to 15,000. And
right,
that's not okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, people always ask about MeWe too, because that's like the Facebook, I mean, you know, the comparative platform to Facebook. And
right,
we've been there forever also at Chicks on Right or Chicks on the Right. And we don't have enough bandwidth to go and add stuff and check stuff and like participate in every single platform. There's just not enough of us to go around and have time in addition to our actual jobs to take care of all these different platforms. So until we're booted completely from Facebook, we're on Facebook until such time as we're not.
Yeah, because that's
we participate in all the other places as well.
Yeah, because that's where everybody else is, frankly.
Right. I mean, here's where you guys are all here. Right.
We go where the people are. Yeah.
Right.
That's where we go.
3,300 people. And I love it, because like yesterday I saw a bunch of people commenting going, you just have to get off of Facebook. And I'm like, you're commenting that on
Facebook. Yeah.
And that's why we're here.
Right.
Because until everybody leaves, nobody's leaving. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I don't know what it's going to take, but.
It'll take us getting booted. And then when we're booted, we'll go there. And that's exactly what's going to happen. So we'll just wait for it. But in the meantime, go subscribe. And
please do.
Go do that. Anyways, you guys have a great day. Bring it in.
And we'll talk to you hopefully Monday. Hopefully Monday, but for sure by Tuesday.
Yes.
But hopefully Monday. But yeah, no hopefully. Video tomorrow.
Yes. And on Monday, I'll be in Texas. So anybody out there in Texas, I'll be waving to you on my way in on Saturday. Okay. You guys have a fantastic weekend, and we'll talk to you hopefully on Monday.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.